Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'll just check it out today. I have some tests coming on. You didn't get to do a good job on that.
Oh, I see. Okay, the bark gave out here. What's this made out of?
Oh, that's elm bark.
Mm-hmm.
They take it. Now, you got to get that at a certain time of year. You know when the saps up.
Yeah.
And hit a peel. You cut it down here at the bottom of the tree.
Yeah.
And hit a peel off and strips way up yonder, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the outer bark off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a peeled bark, if that's...
Mm-hmm. What's that other tree you can make? Bark comes off like paper. It's not a sycamore. I can't think what it is right now.
I believe that's the name of that bark there.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a. There's a white oak that they make baskets out of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They make it just like that. Yeah. You know what a basket is.
Yeah. Did you ever see them making baskets?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. How did they go about that?
Well, you see, they got to rise that out, that peeled wood out, just like as thin as that is right there.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, like we're talking about this board to cover a house.
Yeah.
Well, now, they drive this out just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them dress it to make the baskets, and some don't. They just make it without dressing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting little shapes, little strains off of it and so on, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it'll be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did care that some well.
Mm-hmm.
Where you was using them, you know, that's why it all would be sleep. But you start right in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, if I had some, I'd show you how to start it. But whenever they get it as big as, the bottom of it as big as they want the basket, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
They turn up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll go to put the strips in all the way around. Mm-hmm. Then they got to have a rim to go around it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one out yonder.
Uh-huh. And you know, I've seen some baskets. They do some pretty fine work on it.
Oh,
very
Yeah. Well, now this year in here, he was just a rough hand, the one that built this basket.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, it wasn't dressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was inquired, I know, I knew, was acquainted with a man, well, he was a preacher,
mm-hmm.
lived across there. He made baskets, and I went to him.
Mm-hmm.
What you call feed baskets, you know, one with a handle you put on the arm to carry so much corn to this bunch of hogs, and so much of that, and so much mm-hmm. of that, you know. Then there were some big ones, big baskets, hold a bushel of corn.
Mm-hmm.
See, would hold 100 pounds. Well, use that in gathering corn, unloading and loading and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And some made nicer baskets than others, but all we wanted is something that would hold it.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, I believe this one I got, the last one I got, I went to Iron City, but the old man told me, said there's a man in Iron City had 3 or 4. The other day, I said, if he ain't sold them, say he's got them.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled out to Iron City and got there, and he had...